Good evening and welcome to another Monday night with your Sunday morning breakfast family. This evening's SMB Learning Center is our wrap-up for On Bended Knee, and that was our message from last week. So thank you all for joining us here tonight as we go into tonight's call. One thing that I wanted to say as we get started tonight with our wrap-up for On Bended Knee, tonight is all about you, the listener. It's all about that opportunity for you to be able to call in and share with us. So whatever scriptures you have, whatever comments that you wanted to add to tonight's call, make sure that you have those ready. And just shortly here, we're going to give you an opportunity to be able to push *5 and share with us. So it can be a scripture, it can be a testimony, review for the week, whatever it is that God has placed on your heart, tonight is all about you sharing with us. So again, welcome to tonight's SMB Learning Center. And good evening to our leader, Mr. Tellius Carr.
All righty. Thank you, Ms. Candy. And I thank everybody for being on the line tonight. And we're doing our SMB Learning Center. And this is where we follow up, you know, the things that you have been blessed with this week by God, whether it be some type of vision, whether it be a revelation word, whether it's something you learn, please share. I encourage you to do so because we are all in strength, and we're strengthened by, you know, sharing testimony. In other words, all we're doing in the testimony is we are bragging on God. Let me simplify it. That's all we're doing. Your testimony is bragging on God's glory, what God has done for you, whether it be through enlightenment, revelation, you know, deliverance, you know, securing you, whatever it is, you know. So that's what we ask everybody to do, something that was shared, you know, that made you, give you an aha moment or whatever it may be. All right. So let us pray right where we are, and then we'll get started with the call. So go ahead and close your eyes and bow your heads and open up your hearts. Father God, we thank you for this moment. We thank you for this day, Father. Father God, we thank you for allowing us to be in your presence. We thank you for the breath that we just took, Father God. We thank you for a peace of mind and clear heads, Father God. Father God, we thank you for sustaining us even on today, for ordering our footsteps, Father God. Father God, for increasing our territory, giving us more responsibility simply because you trust in us, Father God. Father God, you trust that we will take and follow and take heed to your lead, Father God, and be swift in doing it, Father God, making the decision today to decide that we choose to follow you, not even our own ways, Father God, not the ways of the world, but not even our own ways, Father God, for we choose not to follow our heart. We choose to follow you. In Proverbs, your word says only a fool follows his heart, Father God. But, Father God, a wise man will continue to follow you. We thank you for every member on the phone tonight, every family member, Father God. We ask that you give them all the things that they need, Father God, more so than the desires of their heart. Father God, give them the things that they need to please you. We thank you and we praise you. In the precious name of Jesus, let everyone say amen.
Amen.
All right. So with that being said, we're talking about On Bended Knee. We're just doing the follow-up. Y'all had a weekend review, whatever it may be, something that can help somebody else, something that you have learned, something that you want to share, maybe a scripture or two that we didn't get to that you was like, hey, that really goes with this. So please, *5, is it, Miss Candy?
Yes, sir. If you simply push *5, we will get you connected for this evening.
All right, *5. So go ahead and press *5, and we're going to get those going. Miss Candy, do we have anybody as of yet?
Not yet, sir, but I will go ahead and kick us off if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
For this week, I really, really, really enjoyed our topic, especially as we went into the different ways that we could look at On Bended Knee. On Bended Knee can be us on bended knee before God. It can be God being on bended knee asking us to come back to him. And when you look at it from not only your own perspective, but placing God in that position of being before us and wanting to reconnect with us in the same way that we see the proposal, in the same way that we think about it naturally, but now it's God bending before us, asking for us to come back to him. I just truly, truly enjoyed being able to talk about that. Last night you gave us some golden points about being on bended knee. And one of them was our promises should be kept even when they are costly. And just when we think about that, it's not about what what comes up in the midst of it, because sometimes we'll make a promise, we'll go before God and we'll say, you know, I promise this or I promise that, and we don't really count the cost of it in that moment, but our promises are to be kept regardless. And I truly enjoyed that point. And you gave along with it scripture, 1 Samuel 1:27-28. So that was just a great place for us to end up, and I thought a really great place for us to start tonight. And we do have a few people who have gone ahead and raised their hand for this evening.
Okay, let's get them in.
Good evening, caller. Can you go ahead with your comment for this evening?
Good evening, everyone. Just wanted to say thank you for just an awesome message this week on bended knee. A scripture that really rang home for me this week was actually Isaiah 35:3, which states, strengthen the feeble hands, steady the knees that give way. And the reason it was so strong for me this week was, as we kicked off all week in prayer, I made a prayer request for one of my aunts who was suffering from a brain tumor. And I shared with y'all this morning that she was learning to talk again. And I just want to share testimony that she is not only able to say, my name is Fran, but through the guidance of and help with the therapy and with her husband by her side, God first and foremost, I was able to talk with her just for her to say hello. And she said, hi, Tian. And it was just awesome to know that through prayer and just continuing thanking the Lord on bended knee, that we were able to continue to just support her in our prayers and see that the progress that is happening as a result of just prayer all in and through her life. So I just wanted to say thank you all.
And thank you so much for sharing that testimony with us tonight.
Yeah, that's powerful and that's awesome, and I really hope that we all take heed to that, not in an emotional way. You know, that's one thing I need everybody to understand. We can't be emotional and think that you're going to serve God. That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. As a matter of fact, Ms. Tiana, why is this? You can't be emotional and be in the medical field. You'll get fired.
Yes, indeed.
Even that boo-hooing, and they don't need you to be doing that. They need you to be strong. So if the medical field and the natural says you can't be emotional, what the spiritual doctors say?
Absolutely not.
You know why? And I don't want nobody to get it twisted. Oh, we all have emotions. But see, don't let your emotions govern your actions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Nobody needs you crying up in there. Who can be strong? You got to be strong. Because you, bedside manners, can affect the person who's sick.
Amen. That's so true.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Don't think that them people be saying y'all need to stay out there for a week. They ain't being rude because they know family going to be emotional.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is, with Auntie, that's a testimony in itself, y'all. Yeah. Just imagine that being your family member. Because we don't typically get it until it happens. Because we don't, you know what I'm saying? That's human nature. We don't get it until it's ours or us. But just imagine that you're being your family member. As a matter of fact, imagine that being you. I'm not speaking anything on you. But what I'm saying is we got to praise God for the very fact that this woman, through prayer, his child, that he saw fit to say, hold on, let me intervene. I was here the whole time. But the Bible says, don't just pray. It's prayer and supplication. It's prayer and fasting. But he also said, Ms. Candy, all types of prayers. In other words, you can never get enough.
That's right.
Lord, it's amazing, Ms. Tiana. When we really need prayer, we don't care who pray for us. But when we hold it in the aisle, everybody can't pray for me. Y'all better cut that prayer stuff out.
Come on.
Did I just speak on something, or is that not true?
So true.
When we were not doing well, we say, everybody pray. I can use them all. But when we boast in ourselves and we got it going on, oh, I don't let everybody pray over me. Okay. What? I'm glad Auntie allowed everybody to pray over her, because God say all types of prayer. The ones that not meant for you ain't nothing going to harm you.
Come on.
And that's a beautiful situation, because somebody got on bended knee for someone who couldn't get on bended knee and said, I'm an intercede.
Yes.
Enough said. Thank you, Miss Deanna.
All right. Thank you so much. As we go to our next caller. Good evening, caller. Please go ahead with your comment for this evening.
Greetings, everyone. I just wanted to say the question was posed to me about bended knee and in terms of marriage. That's not the only time that we refer to bended knee. When we spoke about it, maybe the person didn't really hear the session that happened at the beginning of the week. But when you're on bended knee, I just wanted to say it's simply you humbling yourself. You're humbly submitting yourself to resist. Just because you're on bended knee does not mean that you're weak. That does not mean it's feminine. It doesn't even denote masculinity. It just means that you're humbly submitting yourself to resistance. I gave the example previously about a football game. You know, a team could be winning 70-0. And in the fourth quarter, as that time is running down, that team that's winning is going to take a knee because they don't want to play no more. They want the clock to just run out. That doesn't mean that they're weak. They were definitely the more dominant team, you know. Right. And there are other instances of people when you take a knee. You know, when you take a knee, that just means there's no more fight. There's no more resistance. You're just going to submit and, you know, you're listening. And that's another thing. The position of you being on your knees means that you can't run. It means that you can't run. You can't resist. You have to humble yourself and open up. You have to open your eyes, your ears, and your heart. You know, so that's why we, you know, bend knees with God. So, I mean, when that's what I want to say to that particular person that asked me about bending knees. I just want to share that with everyone.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mr. DJ. He didn't introduce himself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's Mr. DJ. So, y'all see, doesn't necessarily mean that you're weak. It does mean that you're submissive, that you're subservient. One of the things that Mr. DJ just said is very good as we talk about the weakness. As a matter of fact, Mr. DJ, it is a sign of weakness simply because, see, Christ got on a cross as a sign of weakness. See, I don't want to confuse the mental psyche, the human mind, but follow me for a second. Weakness meaning that I submit to you, God. I can't, but you can. In other words, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 12:9, write that down, 2 Corinthians 12:9, okay, he says that his grace is sufficient. Y'all right? Y'all don't have to write the scripture, just write down 2 Corinthians 12:9. But his grace is, he said, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. In other words, when you weak, I'm made strong.
That's right.
Now, if you want to do a comparative analysis, who would you rather handle it, you or God? So when we're weak, he's made strong. So when we get on bended knee as a sign of respect, reverence, you know, we're bowing down to his sovereign power. We can't even look him in the eyes. You know how we say, look me in my eyes, tell the truth. We can't even look God in the eyes. Power too strong. But it's saying that I am the weaker of the two. I'm weak. But see, God, being the man that he is, his power is made strong in our weakness. All he needs for us to do is get on bended knee, show that we're weak, and watch him do the rest.
Amen.
All right. Thank you so much for that, Mr. DJ.
All right. And we're going to our next caller. Good evening, caller. Go ahead with your comment for this evening. All right. We have Ms. Brandy, go ahead with your comment.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, it is me. I wanted to share a scripture and a thought. So my thought that came to light going through this on bended knee. I loved it. I loved it. I loved it. I thought about when I was a child, and my mom was teaching us how to pray. And as a child, we so easily knelt down by the bed and prayed on our knees. And so I bring the scripture up, Matthew 18:3, and it says, "Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like a little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." So children are so easily to submit and to obey, you know, the rules that they're given. And if we are God's, which we are God's children, you know, when the situation is able to happen, we should be kneeling. And that's why I wanted to bring up that scripture, Matthew 18:3.
Good deal.
Miss Brandy.
Mm-hmm.
And that looks like those are all of the hands raised at the moment. Again, those of you all who joined us after we started, if you have a question, a comment, a scripture to share tonight, please go ahead and hit *5 and we will get you on the line.
Brother, on bended knee, thank you so much, Ms. Brandon. That's powerful. Share that scripture one more time with us. What scripture was she at? No, it's Matthew. What she say?
Okay, I'm back on. It's Matthew 18:3, and it says, "Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven."
And what God is speaking of, one of the things he's speaking of, because he speaks of a plethora of things, but one of the things that he's speaking of is becoming pure. Pure. Children don't hold grudges. When we get smart and wise, so we think we wise, we hold grudges. We've got to become pure. Children don't care what they have on. You can put two innocent children in a bathtub together, and they're just having fun. You put two adults, Lord have mercy.
Yes, sir.
Right? But children are pure. So he's not saying be immature, because scripture actually tells us, you know what I'm saying, to put away our childish ways. What he's saying is be mature, but become pure like children again. Okay, and as children can't fend for themselves. There's not one child that say, "I'm independent."
Amen.
Huh? Because if your child talking like that to you in your house, that child can be outside.
True.
Right? But God said we must become like children again. In other words, show me that you're frail, that you need me. Okay? Thank you so much, Ms. Brandy. We have any other raising hand, Ms. Candy?
No, sir, we do not.
Okay, not a problem. So one of the things that I wanted to bring to the table and, you know, present before us is, you know, even in marriage, and it's not about just in marriage like Mr. DJ said, but I'm going to use this for an example. Even in marriage, when you get married, when it comes to that time where, you know, the pastor, the priest, you know, whomever marries you, about to close the deal and, you know, get you right, holy matrimony, don't the man and the woman kneel?
Yes, sir.
Who they kneeling before? Not pastor. Mm-mm. They kneeling before God.
Man.
In other words, yes, there's an order in marriage, but it's mighty funny how both of them kneel to God. In other words, saying, "God, this marriage is based on you, not us." And as long as you keep their powers before God, your marriage will be okay.
Amen.
On bended knee. I think a lot of the times when I'm bending knee, we always kind of peek at the other side. I'm looking at Candace, she's looking at me. In other words, I'm saying, well, if she don't give 100, I ain't going to give 100. And she's saying, if he don't give 100, and so nobody give 100.
Right.
And that's where things start to falter. Now, I said this, and I'll say it again, even as we talk about bended knee, a lot of times even people say, you know, I'm looking for love, I'm looking for romance. You know, does it even exist? But why would you ask if something exists if you yourself already possess it? So in other words, we're being hypocrites. We want love and romance, but we are not love. We're not lovable. Or we're not romantic. So why you want something that you're not?
Yes, sir.
In other words, and let me extend it. We want a faithful God, but we're not faithful to him.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
This has everything to do with on bended knee. You bow before God. On bended knee. You know, God said for richer or poor. Anybody know the marriage vow? I say, threw mine away. Anybody?
It's for richer or poorer, in sickness and in health.
What else we got?
To love, honor, and obey.
To love, honor, and obey. All that good stuff?
Yes.
Okay. So are we willing to do that for real? Now, we'll say stuff like, for the right person. But if you married them, I'm supposed to be the right person, huh?
That's right.
I'm saying, no. It says, I take you to be my wife or husband, to have and to hold from this day forward, for better or for worse, rich or poor, sickness and health. Yeah. Solemnly swear. Ain't that something? But today's generation, we don't believe on bended knee that it means anything. So in other words, we make a promise before God, and as soon as somebody loses their job or poor, we gone.
That's it.
Now watch this. Let me show y'all about how we can't be pretentious when we get on bended knee, because, see, God looks at this. Yesterday you saw that I gave illustrations talking about credit and stuff like that, and I know y'all was gone, gung-ho. Yes, that's right. Wrong with two left shoes. That's not right. It's so right in your eyes that you would get before God and lie and say, yes, I do take this man for this, or yes, I do take this woman for this. And you lie before God. But before, let me show you how we lie. What we do is we do this, Miss Candy. We say, I want to know. So I ain't going to tell Candy because I got to look holy. But sometimes we don't care. I need to know his credit. Or I need to know her credit. But then, to be the very reason, we say that don't matter. But we go into it saying that matters. But then we backtrack when we come before God and say, for rich or poor. So you're lying to God because that really did matter. That's the only reason why you jumped in the first place. Part of it.
All right.
Boy, I don't want to go there, Miss Brandon, Mr. D. I don't want to go there, but I'm going to go there. Y'all know. Because I got to keep it authentic. We say stuff that other people don't, because it's true. So, Christian body, does sex marriage matter in your marriage? Come on. Does it matter? Yeah, it matter. Right? But watch this. If we was being obedient to God's word, how could it matter? Because you wouldn't know how good they were in the first place until after marriage.
Right.
Oh, but we smarter than God. Come on, y'all don't want to say it?
It's true.
You don't have to say it. We live it. That we smarter than God. You know why? Because I got to get the feeling, the emotion out of it before I say I do. In other words, my marriage is not based on soulmateship. My marriage is based on physical contentment.
Amen.
And you satisfy me. So I'm going to get on bended knee before God and lie to him, but as soon as you can't have sex no more, as soon as your money funny, as soon as you got fat, I don't want you.
Yes, sir.
But y'all got sale money. That's not true?
It's true.
Right? But yet, we go to church every Sunday, Wednesday, and we say, I'm about it for God. But I'm going to tell you, if you didn't know, the church ain't the building that you go to. The church is you, the body. The church, as a matter of fact, your house is more of a church than that building you go to being a church.
Yes, it is.
You can never, Satan ain't trying to mess with you at your physical building called church. Satan know that that's what you holy is in thou. See, you're going to be on God and bend the knee all day over there. Yes, sir. And be blessed, sister. Be blessed, brother. I love you, man. I love you, sister. Oh, you get in at your house, your real sanctuary? No masquerading going on in. We done got off bended knee. On bended knee. Tell me this. When do you see people, even in the neighborhoods, as we call the hood, crying the most? And when they crying because something that happened, somebody got shot or something, somebody got injured, where are they? I guarantee you the ones who sobbing the most on their knees.
Yes, sir.
And the ones, if they still walking, they bent over, about to get on their knees. They saying, God, I can't take this. Lord have mercy. But the ones who walk around in pride don't cry. They say, I'm going to get my stuff and we can handle this. See, that's foolish. But see, what I'm saying is that's what we walk around every day like. Because we won't have to go get a physical pistol. We have words for people. I'm going to read them. But God said, I need you on bended knee. In other words, I need you. That's a soul. That's a soul. They don't know how to get on bended knee. The very person who was rude to you, that's a soul that you need to be out there trying to win, if you wise.
Yes, sir.
But see, if they see your posture on bended knee, they'll be apt to do it, but you don't make bended knee popular.
Amen.
You don't make bended knee popular. You want to go with the flow of the world. In other words, that's why you always pray and standing up. In other words, that's why you never say, talk about me. You can talk about God without saying his name. All you have to do is say his characteristics. How are you doing today? You looking good?
Mm-hmm.
But it's characteristics. You lifting somebody up. Why? Because you know what bended knee is. In other words, I know that person might be going through. It don't matter. But I'm going to invest in them. In other words, I'm going to sow seed of God's inspiration in them all day. I'm not going to motivate nobody. Don't call me no motivational speaker. Because motivation is temporary. Inspiration is eternal.
Amen.
There's a difference. You can motivate somebody with the belt temporarily. But you inspire them with the word of God. Eternally.
Yes.
But we can only get that inspiration from being on bended knee. See, when we're on bended knee, that's when God can pour into you. But see, when you're standing up tall, it's like you're trying to stand up to God. And the last person who did that, I think he got kicked out, Ms. Candy.
Yes.
He got kicked out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The position before God is one of kneeling. We're not on this level. So why don't we just go ahead and practice doing that now? And in serving God, we serve God's people. So we need to place ourselves in a position to be on bended knee before people. In other words, okay, Kylie, DJ, it hurt. It hurt. They talk about you. You're a black man. They hurt. But in the same token, it don't matter. DJ, for everybody that talk about you, don't talk about them. That's a soul that needs to be won over. I know they got their rebel flag in front of their house, can't stand you, darn near spitting on you. But DJ, which one you think is going to please God? You stand on bended knee and saying, that's okay, God, let me pray for them? Or you bucking and doing some things that you shouldn't be doing because you black and you proud? Which one? Y'all, the Bible says the tradition of man has nullified the power of God. Tradition ain't just that other stuff. Tradition is this black power thing. God ain't worried about black power. God ain't worried about Christianity. Believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Now call me an Uncle Tom. Go ahead. I ain't no Uncle Tom. But I do know God's voice. And trust me, black and white, he can care less about. As a matter of fact, he came for the Jews. We should be happy.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
We do have someone who would like to chime in.
Yes, sir. Come on. Here we go.
Good evening, caller. Go ahead with your comment for this evening.
I just wanted to comment to Uncle Telly. This is DJ.
Yes, sir. What you got?
Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm not the most in-shape person in the world, but the power when it comes to lifting weights, The strong, the people who really have muscles, they don't come in there. You don't come in the gym and bench press 300 pounds, you know, one time and then put it down and you have muscles. You can't even take 300 pounds up and down a lot and see results, positive results for muscles. But when you take a 30-pound dumbbell or a smaller weight, it's the consistency is what I'm trying to say of doing that. That's what builds your strength. And your strength provides character. But before you even lift weights, you still have to bend your knee. A lot of people, that's going to go over some of their heads. But for those of you who understand what it means to work out, you have to prepare. You have to stretch.
That's right.
Without that, your foundation is going to be messed up. You can't just go out there and physically change your body without first bending that knee.
That's right.
You have to prepare. When you know, I don't know anybody that goes out there and lifts those kinds of weights and not bend. I really have not. Like I said, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm not the best bodybuilder, but what I'm trying to say is, without the bending knee, your foundation is going to be false.
And you're right. Absolutely correct. And there's nothing to add to that. I mean, he's absolutely right. I mean, because your stabilizer muscles come from everything with your core. If your foundation is not right from your feet to your ankles to your calf muscles and your shin to your knee, not going to happen. As a matter of fact, Mr. DJ, the strongest part of your body other than your heart is your legs. Okay?
All right.
So to bend your knees, God is saying, let me take the very thing that's the strongest on you and make you weak. Bow down.
All right.
Everybody got it?
Yes, sir.
All right. So now your knees and legs and head is all in the bow position. Is that, thank you, Mr. DJ. Is that it, Ms. Candy?
Yes, sir.
All right. So we're going to go ahead and get on off the line as we talk about on bended knee. I hope something that we said can stick with you throughout the remainder of the week. Had an excellent prayer call this morning. Please, if you can, call in. It's only, what, 5-10 minutes? Y'all, it's worth it. I mean, for us to touch and agree, you know, it's very get up, set your alarm clocks. We don't send out a text message because we want people to be able to get up to want it, okay? Don't just get up when you need. I'm all about, you know what I'm saying, it's like the grasshopper and the ant. The grasshopper was being lazy up until the winter.
Yes, sir.
Too late then. What I'm saying is, won't you go ahead and intercede for others, even if you're not in need right now? That helps. I myself, I'm guilty of this, y'all. Okay, so I got to get up too. It don't matter. Put that flesh in check because it helps. And what we're doing is we're putting ourselves in the position where God sees that we're on bended knee. We're reverencing him. We're sacrificing our sleep to do what we have to do. Because, see, it's going to come a time where the prayer is going to be needed for you.
Amen.
You follow me?
Yes, sir.
So I can always go back to a reference point and say, God, hold on. I've been faithful to you. You got to come through. Hold God at his word, but we can't hold God at his word, especially when we know we're not guilty of fulfilling it. I mean, we're not, we don't do it.
Yeah.
It makes sense, somebody? So let us be a student, to be students of the word and do what God said do. And I think we'll be A-okay. All right? So with that being said, I do encourage everybody. I mean, this is why we have these this here going on, our learning center, so we can just go over, you know, things. This is a time, I thank you, Ms. Tiana, to share your weekend reviews, okay? It shouldn't be out of obligation. It should be out of something that God placed on your heart. If you're going to share a weekend review, this be the perfect time to do that, okay? So don't sit on your hands. I'm talking about what you should have. Speak when God tells you to speak, because he's going to give you the things to say.
Amen.
All right. All right. Let's go ahead and close out with prayer, Mr. DJ.
Yes. Dear Heaven, everybody, close your eyes, bow your head. Dear Heaven and Father, we come to the close of another call. We thank you, Father. We thank you for bringing us all together on one accord to uplift your name and to learn more about you, Father. Keep us prayed up. Keep us on the path and in your words. Father, please bless everybody under the sound of my voice. And if we're traveling, grant us traveling mercy safely to and from our various destinations. Father, we want to bless everyone to have a wonderful week and to reach out and to be able to touch just one person, Father. If we could just touch one person and bring them closer to you, then our living was not in vain and neither was yours, Father. Father, we want you to grow us. We want you to spiritually help us to grow and to refresh your word daily in our lives, for everybody to have nothing but gain. We all need gain, and that's your grace and mercy endureth forever. I ask these and all other things in your name, in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Y'all have a great night, and we'll see y'all on Wednesday.
Good night.